Sponsor Bert Stedman proposed Senate Bill 60 to set up a state-funded $100 per hide bounty. It would only reward coastal Alaska Native hunters, since federal law prohibits others from taking the marine mammals. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has made clear that a bounty would violate the Federal Marine Mammal Protection Act. That's because such payments could affect otter harvests, which only the feds are allowed to do. But some lawmakers think there's a way around it.
I do not agree at all that the state is not entitled to make that fee. I believe we have that absolutely within our sovereignty.
Anchorage Senator Liesl McGuire is vice chair of the chamber's Judiciary Committee, which recently took up the bill.
Where I think the concern is perhaps the word bounty. Bounty implies incentive. Bounty conjures up all kinds of images. And maybe what the circling back is to say it's a subsistence artisanal offset fee.
It incentivizes taking sea otters.
Alpheus Bullard is the legislative attorney who issued an opinion saying the bill will likely not pass federal muster. He says when state and federal law conflict in this area, the feds win.
At the point that we're just providing a bounty for these taken sea otters, that this is a state law which is really inconsistent with the protection of sea otters, which is the purpose of the federal act.
Backers of the bill want population growth limited because otters eat so many shellfish. They say commercial and subsistence divers and crabbers are losing their stocks, valued at millions of dollars a year. Fish and Wildlife Service spokesman Larry Bell says that concern is not part of the federal law.
The Marine Mammal Protection Act does not address issues of managing marine mammal stocks regarding then their impact or be it beneficial or negative to other species of wildlife.
But some lawmakers want to see what they can do. They include Judiciary Committee Chairman and Senate Majority Leader John Coghill of Fairbanks.
My commitment is to work with the sponsor to navigate those very areas that you brought up. And with your minds and with the help of some of my staff who have legal expertise, we will navigate through this.
Sitka Stedman, the measure's author, says he's willing to consider something other than a bounty. He's suggested several times that alternative approaches might work better.
They don't necessarily have to be offset at the level where the individual's out harvesting it. It could be backed up into the tannery or into the marketing area. You know, we could work with that.
There's little chance the bill will go much farther this year, since the legislature adjourned Sunday. But it will continue over to 2014, the second year of this two-year session. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.